time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Okay. So look, if you can manage to make it through the day without sniffing someone's butt who's not yours again, then you're doing okay.
Why?
Yes,
are we
this
sniffing
is
butts to begin with?
Khalees,
we're not
he's
a dog.
Already been in trouble for this thanks to surveillance video.
I know he's harmless, but it's a weird fetish. Crouching down like he normally would, and he'll just look around and then just trying to take the chance to sniff like any woman's butt.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, this guy, obviously, he's a creep. He's a creep. He's
absolutely
got a problem. Creep, he's got a problem. And he's already been in trouble for this very thing.
Yeah, no, the only one that should be doing this is your dog.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going with that.
No, dogs.
Yes.
Dogs do it all the time.
Yeah, but that's how they greet each other.
Exactly.
You're not a dog, Khalees.
No, you're not a dog,
no.
Khalees. No, you're not a dog.
No, you don't need to ram your nose into that part of any
that
person.
It's not what we do. Do you think that
just
like the
like
police,
the judge or
the
whatever
judge,
comes you know like again it's like
just like
again
Khalees, we've talked about this.
Yeah, so again, this guy just he needs help, obviously.
Yes.
But like
it's unacceptable social behavior.
Yeah, we need to not do this. You're right. Dogs. That's how they greet each other.
Maybe Khalees saw the dogs doing this, got confused, and thought,
I don't
oh,
think
this
that's
is what
thing.
We're supposed
no.
to do.
I don't think that's it.
We don't do that, Khalees.
I mean, but seriously, okay, let's end Khalees. That's your side of the bar story on 99.7 EJX.
Where are you going?
I'm just saying, how embarrassing is it when you're walking your dog? Well, see, you don't have like a mid-sized dog.
No, I have a
see,
very small dog, so they can't even reach that high.
Right.
Like, there's no
they
danger.
They can sniff each other.
Yes.
Right. But
and,
like,
and I will often say, stop sniffing your sister's butt.
Right.
I'll say that.
But I'm saying,
because you know what it smells like. You
see,
guys live together.
I have a pit bull, so it's a mid to larger size dog.
So he can reach
crotches.
Yeah.
And so
is embarrassing.
My point of what I was saying is like when you're walking your dog and then all of a sudden he's like, well, hello, how are you? Can I introduce myself to you? And
yes.
Then,
yes.
And then you're like, oh gosh, no, you don't need.
No, not polite.
Yes. That's my dog. It's just my dog. He's just being friendly, whatever.
That is embarrassing. Again, something I don't have to worry about having three pugs. They can't reach
small,
that high.
Small dogs.
Yeah.
I guess that is the
it's
only
benefit
of having a small dog.
The only benefit?
All right.
Oh, wow.
Anyways.
How much time did we spend on the show talking about butt sniffing?
Yeah, too long.
Okay.
Too long.